probably get a regular corn dog next time.
Yeah, no, the regular is really good.
I just want the potato without the sauce.
You could, that's it. I don't want the sauce. That's it. I think it's someone who makes mine the spicy one. Mm-hmm. You could probably get yours without sauce, though.
There is a song. There's a fellow podcast called Super Ego.
Oh, solid. There's
a song by Babe Rainbow called Super Ego.
Real. Okay, so let's be real. How hard is it to be 100% honest with your friends?
Very.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It has to be really hard.
Yeah, like, especially, like, when you know, like, it'll hurt their feelings. Yeah. It's just, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to, like, put my, like, friendship at risk of hurting their feelings.
Yeah.
Because it is just, like, now I feel bad. I feel, like, pretty terrible.
Yeah.
That even happened.
But I avoid that.
On the other side of things, though, being not completely honest will lead to future resentment.
Mm.
Because not being completely honest with someone will lead to feelings being caught up inside, which will lead to future resentment, which will lead to future anger, which will lead to future problems, which will inevitably lead to a fallout.
Okay. It always helps to, like, you could start with, like, hey, there's something on my mind. I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but there's something on my mind. Which could explain, like, why you're distancing yourself before you're doing blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, next question. Have you ever had a moment where you told the truth and it went so wrong?
Yep.
Okay, what happened?
Therapy talk.
Are we going into abusive exes right now? Because, oh my god, I can.
If you feel comfortable with that, this is your comfortability level.
I mean, yeah. No, it's why one of the reasons why I'm really scared of being honest is because I've had multiple times in the past where I've said the truth and it's completely backfired on me.
Mm.
In, like, the most horrible way of the person taking it as a personal threat to themselves. And then immediately starting to, like, and then the person immediately starting to, like, bash on me and saying it's my fault or something. Which, yeah, it makes you terrified of saying the truth after a while. And that's on therapy. Honestly.
Real. Anybody else have a moment where they told the truth and it went wrong?
Not that I can remember.
Not like a specific one, but I bet there's a few that I was honest and they didn't like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Honestly, I don't have a lot of problems with a lot of people, so.
Go. Go, girl. What you got?
Talking on a familial level.
Oh yeah.
I remember being told, like, tell the truth and I won't hurt you.
Oh.
And then immediately gets taken back.
And then, like, they'll be like, if you tell the truth, I won't be mad.
And then
they get mad, and I'm like, oh, okay, so, like, if I tell the truth, you're gonna be mad at me. So, like, I would resort to lying. Yeah. And then they still get mad at me, and I'm like, well, what do you want?
So either way, you're mad. It doesn't matter.
Either way.
Tell the truth.
Yep.
And so, and then I remember one specific event where I literally was telling the truth. I was telling the truth, y'all. But there was a blackout. I was like 6 or 7. And there was a blackout that, like, took all the lights out at the house. And I remember that when the lights came back on my grandma's new TV was the big letters ABC, like, in permanent marker on the screen.
Okay, right? You told me this story.
I have told this story many a time.
It's so fun.
Because me and my mom still argue about this, and I argue about with my aunt about it too. But, like, I remember the lights came back on and there's ABC on the screen. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking and I'm like, I know I didn't do it, so I'm okay. But all the adults come from up out of the basement and they're like, who did it? And the person that did do it didn't want to tell the truth about it. And I'm like, okay, I didn't do it. So all of us have to go and sit down and write down ABC.
Ooh.
And I'm a very literal child, especially when I was raised by a speech and grammar therapist. So I'm sitting here, my mom says, okay, write the letters exactly how you see them on the screen. So what did I do? I wrote them exactly how I saw them.
Well, she
on
said
the
it
screen.
Like that. She said
knew,
it.
She knows I'm a literal child. She knew that.
She said it.
And so obviously I write it, and then so I get in trouble because my A looks the closest to the thing. Yep. And then my cousin, who actually did it, he gets in trouble because all of his letters look alike to the one that's on the TV. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so if his matched 3 for 3, and I matched 1 out of 3, why am I getting in trouble too? And I still to this day will fight my auntie and my mommy about this because I'm like, I told the truth and I still got in trouble. Like, that was the biggest betrayal to my life. Like, they even threatened to take us to the police station and everything. We're gonna take you guys down to the police station and we're gonna make you take a lie detector test. And I'm like, ooh, I'm telling the truth. Like, I'm over here crying as I'm putting my shoes on. I'm like, I promise you I didn't do it.
Beyond scared straight. Whatever it's called, you know, like the one jail thing. They're we're gonna send you there, or we're gonna send you to boot camp.
That was their favorite thing.
Boot camp.
Why?
Sending you to the beyond scared straight was like my mom's favorite little threat. Actually,
I didn't even deserve to be there.
No, honestly,
These kids are like on the way to becoming gang members. The worst I did was tell the truth about not writing something on the
honestly. Yeah,
people be those criminals.
That's about right.
Like, you're gonna put me up there and they're gonna be like yelling at me the whole time and I'm gonna be crying because I'm not built like that, mommy. I'm not.
No, she would never do it though.
I'm definitely soft. I've definitely like hidden the truth because I'm like, well, they're gonna be mad at me regardless. Yep. So
real.
I'm gonna tell a true lie.
I got good at high school, actually.
Yeah,
honestly. Once I was there, I was like, you know what? You don't have to know everything, but you need to know something so you're not suspicious of me. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, same.
All right. What is one thing that you learned the hard way about being honest with yourself? Future therapists, maybe? Y'all have anything y'all want to get on this? You need me to read the question again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to read
one
the question?
One more time! Bring it back!
So the question was, what is one thing you learned the hard way about being honest with yourself?
With myself?
Yes.
Ooh. We're going deep here. We're going deep. I'm not ready for all this deep. Oh, God.
So sorry, gang.
I'm still talking to my therapist about this. So...
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, honest with ourselves. Maybe it's learn the hard way.
Hard way.
Here,
I got you.
I need to read this question.
Honestly.
Okay, there you go.
Number 31.
The hard way. About being honest with yourself. Okay. Ooh, I need to think this one through.
Well, I don't know if it was the hard way, but there was definitely a time where it clicked to me that my brain is different from all my peers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I had to accept it, so I guess it was, like, so in second grade, in third grade, I got transferred to a different school because the old school was just terrible, and I was not at the same level as all my peers, and, all the teachers saw this, and not that I was getting bullied, but I was getting pushed aside, basically, and ignored, and, basically, the second grade teacher at that school is a dyslexic, like, she, studies and works with dyslexic people, and she's like, you're dyslexic, and I'm like, look at me, I'm doing math at a totally slower pace than everyone else, but I can do math, I can read, I was reading at a higher level than a lot of them. Was I perceiving everything? No. But I was reading words.
You were reading faster than they were.
Right? And so, yeah, it took me a while, and I finally, like, I guess I realized that I was different because I got to choose to go back to second grade and stay in the third grade class that didn't really like me. Mm. And the second grade class was, like, so high, like, chanting my name, and I'm like, of course I'm gonna go there, and then that class could care less, and so I'm like, okay, wow. So, yeah, there's an exception of, my brain's not the same.
I just needed to learn how to keep myself accountable. I did a lot of, especially, it was most things during high school, some things I did were kind of fucked up, and I needed to learn myself how to find the difference between good attention and bad attention. Because honestly, high school was kind of fucked for me, attention-wise. I had a lot of things.
Okay.
Small. Anyway.
We'll talk about that in the red flags.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's compensated for.
It's literally an inside joke for my mom to be like, whenever we hear a loud car, small.
Real.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right.
Do you have any?
Yeah.
What
I
you think got?
In high school, I had to realize that just because my cousins were like my mom's first babies, mm-hmm. I tried to compete everything with them. Like, I was fighting for my life with them. I joined theater because my other cousin did. I joined choir because my other cousin did. And then, like, I think I also realized, like, my stutter, like, they didn't stutter. So now I had to overcompensate extra harder because I was broken or defective, I guess, in a way. Because, like, I was like, man, they do this, right? And my mom would always praise them so much. And so, like, I would compete, like, for everything. And I think it was, like, towards, like, my junior year in high school. I was like, you know what? I'm doing my own thing. So I did cheer. And she hated that. But I was, but I was, it was my thing. And I wanted to do it. And, like, it was one thing I did for myself. Because I did choir to compete. I did theater to compete. I did dance, honestly, to compete. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, like, I'm so tired of all these things I'm doing. And I don't really enjoy half of them. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed choir, maybe. And, like, theater sometimes.
Theater sometimes.
But it was, like, I got tired of competing. And I think at the moment I was like, why are you competing with them? Like, they're at different points of their life right now. Like, mm-hmm. they're doing things of the different than you will. Like, I'm the first one probably to graduate college. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're all doing different things. We're all doing what we love or what we want to love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it's like, my mom, she is proud. Like, I feel like when I was younger, I think I fought so bad because I didn't think she was proud. But she is.
Yeah,
like, she's happy with what I'm doing right now. So, I think sometimes you have to, like, admit to yourself, like, man, that's stupid.
It's just like, yeah. Seems like you're like, no, why are you doing this? Stop.
Stop it.
Yeah, there was definitely like a similar thing like academically with my brother. I mean, he's older, but he also got my dad's brain math smarts. And I'm just like over here with my mom's art. It's like, I can paint.
I'm artistic and a little autistic.
Oh, yeah.
No,
autistic.
I need that. You need that sticker. I need to make a sticker.
Oh, yeah, no, we need to make a sticker. Artistic and autistic.
That's going to merch. That's going to go to the merch.
The but merch.
Yeah, no, guys. I think for me, it was always battling academically with the male gender. I never saw the women as threats.
No,
like, I saw them as my equals. But, like, as soon as a man tried to, like, come into my life and be like, actually, I was like, I'm gonna shut you down right there. Actually, actually, nothing. Yes. You don't get to speak. You don't get to speak.
Actually, shut up.
Exactly. Pretty much. I was just like, I know for, let me see. For like everything else, like with dance and stuff, like if it was like a physical activity, then I definitely saw women as threats then. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, like, you can't be better at me than this. I've been doing this since I was four. What do you mean? I've been doing this forever. Why are you good? And I'd be like intimidated by that. And I just very recently came to the conclusion like people just excel in different spots.
Yeah.
At different paces.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, I definitely think on like your front of like competing with your cousins, I didn't compete with mine, but I wanted to be just like her. It was never a competition between me and her because she was like 10 years older than me. And I was like, I can't do that. I knew I'm not going to be able to do that. But did I play the saxophone like her? Yes. Did I join dance because of her? Yes. Anything that she did, my aunt had already put me in just because. That way I could just be mirrored after her. And then, like, it took me so long to find my own, like, individual person. And so, like, I struggled with that a lot during middle school. And then right after that, the pandemic hit. And then I didn't get to, like, do anything with that until my junior year, really, because like all the programs that I liked didn't really start back up until junior year. Like theater didn't start back up until junior year. Dance was a mess in my sophomore year, y'all. The dance teacher could not dance. You see how that might be a little bit of a problem?
I can see where that could be wrong.
Honestly.
But yeah, no, and I can't. Back on the academic front, it was like, specifically with Lucas, that man continuously tried to like disprove us as a whole group, because like it was in English, Brain freeze. You got it, gang. Just put your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
And then that's fun.
But yeah, like I remember, like in my English class, there were like a good 6-7 of us that were all women of color and were all very, very smart. And Miss Meacham loves the girls. Miss Meacham loves the POC girls. And so she was always just like so proud of us. And he hated to see that. Mm. He hated to see that. Mm-hmm. There is like, he would constantly like, we would do like thorns and roses and he'd always give us thorns. No roses, no nothing. And so, of course, me being me, I returned that energy every time. Oh, you said that my cards were too distracting for you to understand my presentation? Well, at least I memorized what I was going to say. You seemed like you needed to look at your computer every other second. And that was actually a point off on the rubric. So, who's really doing bad in this class right now? I remember she had like a little turn-in box and I'd check the turn-in box before he got to the class and I'd like look at his grade and then look at my grade and usually I had a point more than he did and I would take that with me and it would just fuel me for the rest of the day.
Oh,
I'd be like, oh yeah, no, yeah. Or like academic validation never came from my teachers. It came from my male peers actually. Like, I'll be sitting, remember when I would go to Shilongo's for math, mm-hmm. and I remember I sat next to Jace for a bit, and Jace was like Shilongo's mini-me, for real. Like, that's his mini-me. But he'd be like, oh, you already know this and stuff, because, like, I already took this course. Like, I was already one course ahead in math. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you already know this. And I was like, yeah, no, I do. Like, it's pretty chill. And that would just make me feel glad that he recognized that I already know how to do it. And I was like, I'm chilling. Okay, so hold on, y'all. Let me find the next question. I don't think I actually answered the last question. The one thing that I learned the hard way about being honest with myself is that I don't need validation in any short or form. All I need is mine, pretty much. Like, I can't
journey.
Do anything. We went on a very long journey, but we got there, guys.
We got there in the end.
This is literally what it's like to film the episodes. Because we'll sit here and we'll yap all the way.
Yeah, no.
And then
we're
like, I'll be like having to like go back and edit because I'm the editor, y'all.
Yeah.
And so I'll go back and edit and then I'll have to get rid of a whole 10 minute chunk of us just yapping with each other.
Wait, question. Are we going to Target?
Yeah, it closes at what?
10.
Well, it's 8:23.
You have to be sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want my little...
I
mean it. I mean it.
You need your axolotl. You need your Littlest Pet Shop. You need your plushies. And I need my miniature garden.
Y'all, yeah. I'm going to be honest. Littlest Pet Shop are under it.
Honestly.
We should also add that to this probably too. I'm going to unbox them.
Oh yeah, I'll do little clip-its, like where we just record them. Yeah. But yeah,
next one.
The next question is: do you think that women are taught to soften the truth so it doesn't? Oh, are you okay? I didn't finish the question. I didn't finish the question.
I'm lost. I didn't want to drink. She just accidentally took mine. She was just like, I'm like, oh wait.
Oh, no.
It's mine now. Yours is good.
I know.
It's good.
So good. I like mine better.
What?
Okay, so
what are you saying?
Before the debacle of the drinks, I was finishing the question of, do you think that women are taught to soften the truth so that it doesn't come off rude or harsh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you balance being honest without sounding like a jerk?
I say it before, I'll say it again. I just softened
my voice because they find it less intimidating. Like I can talk like this, or I can just talk like this.
Oh, to a guy? Yeah.
To a guy?
To a woman, you can't do that. But to a guy,
you can do that. To a woman, they're like, come on, be real with me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, okay, that. Or sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, but sometimes when a woman talks like softer to me, I feel like they're trying to downplay my feelings.
Yes.
And I'm like,
they are.
They are, technically.
They are. And I'm like, I know how I'm feeling about this, and your little soft voice is not about to do anything for this. We're obviously having an altercation.
And that's why I don't talk like that to women.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, even when we were arguing earlier today, we still kept the same, like, volume.
We don't.
We're just like, I know I'm mad, I know you're mad, and you know that I'm mad, and I know that you're mad. So
we're going to sit in silence now.
Honestly, yeah.
And then we sit with our thoughts, and then we come back, and then, yeah.
Okay.
That's healthy for us.
Okay, but, like, define softness of voice, though. Okay. Like, the way, like, you go down and, like, all that stuff.
Okay, so, like, sometimes, you know, I talk like this sometimes. Like, yeah. I'll just talk at a speed of this. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
But when I'm talking to, like, a man to make him understand.
Yeah.
I'll, like, slow it down, and I'll, like, lower my voice because they find it less intimidating.
Okay, like that. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because I have a coping mechanism and a coping thing where, because I have a fear of confrontation, and I have a fear of just anybody being mad at me or anything. So when that happens, I get small. Ooh. And when I get small, my voice gets small. So I go down to like here, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. So
no,
I'll go
down.
But there's
like a very noticeable difference.
But there's a very noticeable difference. Yeah. And that's why I'm just like, wait a minute.
One's very condescending, and then the other one is like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean this. I'm so sorry. I know that.
I feel like, I don't know if sorry, what was the second part of the question? I want to know I can answer this.
Oh, yeah. So, the second part of the question is, how do you balance being honest without sounding like a jerk?
Okay. Because I was going to go on a different tangent.
Okay.
We can go on a different tangent.
No, it's about, like, downplaying, you know, like, or not, like, downplaying, but, like, softening your voice. I feel like I don't do that as much because my parents would always be like, I'm not yelling at you. Why are you yelling at me? And I'm like, I'm not yelling at you. But you're kind of being, you're like, you're not yelling, but you're forceful in your words. Yeah. So, I don't know. I also, like, I don't hide the truth, but I also, like, I don't feel the need to.
No.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Just automatic no for me.
Okay.
No. Automatic no for me.
That's fair.
Continue.
But yeah, I think
to come across as less intimidating, I guess it's like, if I want to be to an age group, if I want to be listened to, if it's like to a younger age group, I'll soften my voice.
Yeah, well, that's different.
If like I'm talking to adults and like trying to organize something, no. That doesn't go around honesty and truth.
It's a coping mechanism. I just soften my voice because if not, it's either soften my voice to, like, it's like when dogs do, like, the whole, like, go away on themselves and go into a corner. Like, that's exactly how I feel. I'll just go into myself and soften my voice. Because if not, I will go silent, go to my room, and start crying.
Really?
Like, it's one or the other.
I mean, I also, like, lower my voice sometimes, like, when I'm talking to an adult. Like, just think of myself. Because I appear more, like, sweeter. And, like, I also do it for, like, strangers sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have a really bad resting face sometimes, you know? Yeah. So I walk around really, like, you know, mean. And then, like, if you stop me, I don't want you to think I'm rude. So, like, I'll definitely, like, I'll, like, slow. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, oh, my God. But, like, there's also, like, a difference of, like, yeah, it's like, you could have done this, and
yeah, there's a difference between condescending soft, just softening your voice, and then softening because, like, you don't want to.
There's levels.
Yeah, there's levels to softening voices.
See, I've always been told I was really soft-spoken as a kid. So when I got angry, it just was like, I was pipsqueak, for real. I was pipsqueak. I would just be like, no one understands, and I just like, I get inaudible. And then, like, that would change from, like, just squealing, like, my voice going higher up, and then, like, it would just be like, okay, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop speaking. Yep. Shut up. And then, because, like, anytime I was angry with adults in my life, they would always be like, you don't have the right to be angry, for real. Like,
you're a kid.
No. Like, what's the reason that you're upset? Yeah. I should be upset because this.
Yeah, no, that's so funny.
And so I'm like, dude, okay, but I'm still a human and I have feelings too. So, like, at that point, I was like, it's better to just not have any emotion. But that made it worse, honestly.
Like, what you crying for? I could use somebody to cry.
No. Because then, I wouldn't even cry. I would sit there and then they'd be mad at me because I didn't give them a reaction at all. And so now I'm like, what do you want?
I would default to the I don't know response. Like, no, why are you feeling that?
No, I don't know.
But that's not an answer. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
And sometimes it's because I know they won't like the truth. Yeah. And so I'll be like, I don't know. Man. Yeah. I don't know. And then sometimes I generally don't know.
Yeah. Honestly.
So you don't work with my mommy? My mom hated
is like, it's so rude. It's like, but like, how else can I respond to that other than like, okay?
It
feels like every single option you try to give, it's just gonna be met with like, no, but why are you doing this? No, it's like every single try, and then it's like when you start getting defensive, they're like, okay, but why are you getting all mad and defensive? I'm like, because you guys haven't given me an option of what to say.
Because you're getting forceful with me, I'm going to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah. I've heard her, I've had someone yell at me, like, they'd be yelling for like an hour long, and then, like, I sit there and I'm sitting there in silence, because one, I probably don't care, and two, I'm just, what else can I say? You don't want me to interrupt you. But then, like, at the end, they're like, you're not going to say anything.
You're not going to say anything?
Quiet?
That would make me so mad as a kid. I was like, if I interrupt you, you're going to be mad. If I don't say anything,
you're going to be mad. There's no winning for me.
There was never winning
for me.
No. And then, like, I think what I defaulted to was yes, ma'am. That's it. That's all I could really say. And that's still all I could say.
I was able to be like, yeah, okay.
I couldn't do the yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But it was I was able to do that.
But
it was oftentimes that I don't know. And then sometimes I would walk away. Because I don't want to yell at my
parents. You can do that.
No, they got pissed. My parents got pissed.
I'd be snatched up if I even looked away.
Right. Because, like, quote face. What do you mean?
No, my parents got pissed. Because they're like, no, come back down. Like, come here and talk. And I'm like, I'm going to yell at you. No. I will blow up.
See, my mom.
I will explode. I will, and then I would.
Real. I mean, at least you warned them.
And then they learned. They learned that I was going to explode. And then they let me go and cool off.
No. The thing is, me and my mom are so similar that it makes both of us mad. Because she knows that she has to take time away from things, and she knows that I have to take time away from things. But she never wants to do that when I'm upset with her. She's always like, let's talk about it right now. I'm like, mommy, I can't do this. I really can't. So much so that, like, the last time that she did that, I started hyperventilating when she tried to talk to me. I was like, I really can't do this. I really can't. But yeah, no, like, she knows that when I'm upset, I start to cry. When I'm mad, I start to cry.
Yeah.
I don't cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm upset. When I'm mad at you,
frustration,
like, she's
anger.
Like, the only reason you're crying right now is because you want to do something. You can't do something because I'm your mother. And I'm like, mommy, you're tantalizing it out of here. You're teasing me now. Why are you teasing me like this? See, the thing with my mom and my grandma is they love to quote the Bible. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, children do not disrespect your parents, pretty much. Like, that's their favorite thing. I can't think of it. I think it's, like, in Ephesians. Or Ecclesiastes, but whichever one. But I know that there's also a verse in the Bible that says, parents, do not provoke your children to anger. That is a verse in the Bible, but they never want to say that. They never want to say that one. And so I'm just like,
yeah.
I have to control my anger, otherwise I have to get myself
under
control.
This is where I learned the experiences from, like, because I've always been around friends and people who've had experiences like this, where my experience has always been having a sit-down conversation with my parents being like, here's my side, here's my side, here is how we say that. I respect you, you respect me, because I'm your child, you're my parent, and then having a full conversation and then being like, okay,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're also really similar, so we'll both hit the silent treatment on each other, and then I'll have Roman go be like, text your mom, I'm sorry. I'm like, well, I'm not sorry.
I'm not.
And then, but then with her, it's like, she always knows, like, I will say I'm sorry, and she'd be like, you're not sorry, and I'm like, well, then, there was my sorry, I said I'm sorry. And then, like, also, like, the crying thing, like, you're really crying to make me feel bad, you're really crying to this and this. Actually, I'm crying because I can't breathe, get me out of this room, I feel like I'm locked in here.
See, this is where I'm learning experiences. Because I'm like, I didn't have that. I had the good, like, I respect you, you respect me, let's have a conversation about this. And then after that, my mom, if she's here, because she'll hear my side, and she knows that she did something wrong, she'll say, okay, I'm sorry.
Nope.
It was my bad.
No.
It's she'll own up to it.
Mine was, boom, right there.
Mine was, your parents always right.
Yes.
You don't have an opinion.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You don't have a side.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, they're right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like I could never defend myself. Yeah.
Yeah. But my mom will love my mom. I think so, for her, yeah,
was I that don't have that skill.
She did a lot of work, though.
I don't have a defending
she
skill.
She is yeah. a lot better than her mom was to her. Like, I feel like, you know, there's I'll also, like, they are trying. And I feel like my mom also mm-hmm. had me, like, she's a single mom, so she had me, and she worked her, I'm going to use a bad word, ass off. She worked her ass off to get me where I am now. And so I do respect her on a whole other level. Like, I think she had her faults, but she also did say sorry sometimes. Mm. She said sorry, like, we would have our times where, like, at a point we both had to have to stop the silent treatment. Because we do love each other, and we do yeah. want each other. Like, we don't want to, like, one day, you know, like, be mad at each other and, like, something happens, right?
Yeah. yeah.
So it's like, we would have to talk at a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but, like, thank goodness for Norman, because Norman's also, like, a really good, like, sometimes he's in the middle, man. So he's like, he's trying to play both sides. Trying to talk to me, mm-hmm. trying to talk to her as well, to calm her down. And I'm like, cause I feel like, you know, sometimes I say a lot of, like, I don't say a lot of positive things about her on the channel. Well, we only have one episode so far.
Well, like, but, yeah, like, but even then, it wasn't that bad. It was more so, like,
you know,
how your relationship with her made you feel.
Yeah.
Not, like, what she did.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But, like, love her. That woman did everything for me and worked her ass off.
No, I so, will. That's one of my mom's flaws. Is it's okay. The reason why I'm bad with confrontation is because she never screamed at me. She never yelled at me. There was no raising voices in my household, so I didn't have the experience growing up of having to defend myself mm-hmm. in, like, a manner of mm-hmm. So I'm bad with someone, like, comes at me full rage, because I was just like, you're I don't know what to do with this, because. That's one of my mom's flaws is...
Oh, mine was the quiet anger. They wouldn't yell at me, but it was the quiet anger, and that's scary. That's almost scarier.
No anger.
For me, it was, like, immediate conflict, and then we'd both have to go our separate ways, and then she'd come to me. She'd be like, I'm sorry I did this and this and this. Then I'd have to be like, I'm sorry I did this, this, and this, because you did this, this, and this. And then she'd be like, you want to get some food?
Aww.
It's all until it's, like, repeated.
Yeah,
it's
no,
happening.
No, yeah.
Because at that point, it's like, I feel like at this point, like, you just want me to shut up about it. And you don't want me to say anything.
No, I get that.
I think mine was also kind of, like, the, like, head on, like, boom, we're at that moment where boom. And then, like, I'm being yelled at for, like, however long. And then I'm walking away to my room because we're done talking. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to not talk. And then I wouldn't leave my room. Like, I'd rather starve sometimes than go out of my room to even encounter her. Because, like, at that point in time, I'm gonna avoid you, and what about it? You won't see me. And then, I think one time, like, I was, like, actually, like, I think I really hurt feelings. I said, well, I'm gonna go to college anyway, so you won't, yeah, we won't see me anyways. You know, so I'll be gone. And I think that really hurt feelings. And I did feel kind of bad, not that moment, though. I was like, man, I'm ready to go. Like, you won't see me ever again. Sometimes I'm like, man, like, I do eventually want to break this cycle of, like, the screaming and fighting, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, her sorries were, like, sometimes, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, we're both kind of, like, maybe I should get tested for bipolar, because sometimes we're both really bipolar. And, like, I'll have, like, a freak out. Like, I mean, like, in my room, I have freak outs. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, sometimes... a little crazy, like, nothing's fucking here, guys, whatever. And then, like, sometimes I calm down, I'm like, that wasn't even that bad, Jalen. Like, you didn't need to do all that. You could have just talked to her. You didn't have to. So I think sometimes I do sometimes, like, blame her, but a lot of times sometimes my fault too. My fault.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, mama, you raised a crazy child. Like, I can't fix that for you.
The genes are there.
The genes are there.
You know, it's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, understanding, like, ours are very similar, and I think ours are very similar-ish.
Ish.
Similar adjacent.
Yeah.
But the two of you are more, like, similar than ours. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are, like, okay, so it's, like, parallel, and then, like, dotted line.
Yeah.
Dotted
line.
There's
also, like, a cultural difference.
Yeah. There is a cultural difference.
Yeah.
For context, guys. I want you guys to look at the pictures of me and Jalen, right?
Yeah.
And then if you ever see Sarah and Mimi, just know that they don't look like us.
Absolutely not.
Complete
opposite. Like,
so you can guess from
any way, shape, or form, do they look at us?
No. There's also, like, where our parents grew up. Because my parents both, like, their parents, my parents' parents, farmers. It came from farmers, so you listened to your elders, yeah. And you respected them. It was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I was able to dodge the ma'am part, but it was always yes, yes, yes.
It's constant improv. No. Yes and
yes, yeah, yes, yes and. Oh my yes. gosh! Sorry, sidetrack. I joined theater, and right. I did improv classes, and they're like, oh, that seems fun. So they took an adult improv class. And now they're like, okay, so yes and. I'm like, I'm not going to yes and to jumping off a cliff.
Oh, I'm not going to just yes and this.
And like, he would, if my father would implement in anything. Oh, anything.
No, he just really wants a yes day.
He really does. He does. Anything. Like, I'd be like, because I would say no, because I forgot, like, a lot of, it would just be the randomest instances that it wouldn't make sense. And, like, I don't even remember anymore. It was just so annoying.
I don't think we answered the question for real.
No, we got sidetracked. We got so sidetracked talking about family.
I don't think we actually answered really any of these questions.
No. You know what? I think we're just being honest.
Yeah, we're being honest.
We're talking about our lives.
But
this is the girl talk, guys. This
no,
is the girl
but
talk.
Literally, no. If you ever see my mother, oh my god. You don't even have to know her. Just tell her she's the best mom. Like, she has, that's one of her fatal flaws is.
Your parents never yelled at you.
She has such a.
Your parents never yelled. There was no yelling in your household.
No. No, but
it
literally.
Sounds quiet.
I will continuously say Valentine's Day cards, birthday cards, anything and everything is always, since I was a kid till now, you are the best mom. Mm-hmm. My mom will go, thanks, but no. I try to be as good as I can be, but I'm not the best. It has been like that since I was little. She will not take a compliment about her mothering style because she's just like, I could do better though. I could have done better to raise you.
Well,
and this and this and this.
That's a good
and thing, she will continuously say that.
I mean, I feel like by recognizing her faults, she is in fact
is
a good mom. Good.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa.
But she won't take the compliment.
That's a really mind-boggling, you know, concept. But yeah. I fear your mom kind of ate
she
in momming.
Did. No, literally. And I'm trying to tell her that. And she's just like, well, no, I could have done so much better to raise you in this and this style and this style. Because she's a cycle breaker. And she fully broke the cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, she fully broke it.
Yeah, I'm excited to break the cycle with my
me too.
Kids.
No, yeah.
I'm excited
no,
to raise my children
have
like my mother.
Kids, before I have kids, I want to fix the relationship between my mom and my mom and her mom.
Ooh. Mm.
Because I feel like there's always something and I'm always in the middle of it. They teeter-totter between whose side I'm on, pretty much. And then I feel like they use me against each other. Oh. And I'm like, how am I in the middle of a divorce? I'm not even your kid for real. Like, I'm confused.
No, I'm not even your kid. This is my business.
Like, this isn't even, I don't even know how I got here. And mind you, like, I jokingly, playfully, lovingly call my grandma a deadbeat. But, like, sometimes she low-key is. Like, she'll promise to come get us and then not come get us. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll say that to my mom. And my mom will go back to my grandma and tell my grandma what I said. And I'm like, okay, cool, great. So... great. But then, like, if anything happens between me and my mom and I write to my grandma about it, then my grandma goes to my mom and they just, like, continuously want to prove, like, they're better in tune with me. And I'm like, y'all, please.
None of the above.
Actually, if I'm closely bonded with anyone, it's actually one of my best friend's mothers. So, everybody gotta take notes. But yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. The next question.
We skipped over the last one. We didn't go there. We didn't even do it.
I mean, we kind of did.
We kind of did a little bit.
It was just how do you balance being honest without sounding like a jerk? And we all kind of said, like, we kind of toned down ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next.
But number five is, have you ever held back a big truth because you were scared of the drama? And how did that play out?
Just,
you said yeah, so
yeah,
go for
yeah.
it.
Go.
First person to say yeah before I get to the second question, you gotta go.
Think about it. Words
okay.
to go with my yes.
You know what? I'll start.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
I kept
too.
Like this secret with my
thanks.
Mom. I'm okay. So like this isn't even a big secret actually. This is like okay. So I was in the mirror. I had braids in my hair, my braids. Okay, these guys. These are my natural hair braids. Mm-hmm. When I was younger.
Oh my god, really?
And so there's braids in it. And so I cut off the frizz. And I accidentally cut off a piece of my braid, like a big chunk of my braid, in front of my hair. Ooh. She walks in, scissors in hand. She asked me. Did you do it? I say no. I said no.
What do you mean?
You know what I got? A whooping. Because now you're lying.
Did you do it?
No!
This is in hand.
No!
By the hair.
This side of my hair has been cut too many times. It's not even anymore.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mine has definitely been like with my friends. Like in middle school. Middle school drama was crazy. And I'm not like a big drama person. I want to avoid drama.
Real.
I want to avoid it. I don't want to be part of it anymore. Yeah. So I don't really know. Like, it was a lot of like, oh, this is how it makes me feel. And this person wouldn't have any of it. And she's like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
invalidating.
Love that.
Love it. And so like, I never told her this is how how this makes me feel.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then she's like, we need a break.
Oh.
It was a breakup.
Okay.
We're not.
We need a break. It's not my fault. We need a break.
That's on you. You're the one who did this, right?
You,
right. But she had a lot of problems she needed to deal with. But it was me and her, and we were connected together with this whole group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to start anything with her in fear of ruining literally every person I knew.
Fair enough.
So yeah, when she left me, I did lose everyone. But then I found better people.
Yay!
We love that happens. Better people.
Y'all, quick side note before I share. This corn wasn't even that good. Like, it wasn't.
Sad. We need a buck, you know what?
It wasn't even that good for real. It was kind of mid.
You
need like
a disappointed face.
Yeah.
Not mad.
Disappointed. But yeah, so I think for me, I kind of still am. I think I kind of am holding back a big truth, but only because not with you guys.
Oh,
not with you guys. I'm holding it back for my family.
Okay.
Because the truth is, I just don't feel comfortable sharing that much with my mom or my grandma.
Yes,
especially like. In this particular situation, it just feels like if I were to say this, they're gonna start yelling at me because like they want me to do better than they did. And I'm like, well, like I'm just a girl. But no, I can't use that as an excuse anymore. Pastor Wendy said, or
because
Wendy said I can't say I'm just a girl anymore as an excuse. I'm 19,
but
about
I'm
to be
20.
Girl.
I'm just a woman. I'm just a woman.
Never gonna use that.
She never said that.
But yeah, no. It's just like, I know that they'd be like kind of, I don't think they'd be upset because my mom is like, if it happens, just let me know. Like, if anything happens, just let me know. Like, it's okay. But like, still, I feel like they'd be slightly inwardly disappointed in me. And I'm like, I don't want to have to go through that right now. Like, it's already a stressful enough moment. And like, I just find it easier to not tell them than I find it easier to tell them because it's like, I don't need the slight, the silent judging, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're both known for that. And I think, if anything, silently judging me might bring them together. So maybe I will tell them. Maybe I will tell them.
I get that. The truth thing, like, my mom just doesn't know that I'm bi at all.
Same.
And, like, I also never told her, like I've always been really private with my mom, actually. Like, I never told her I had my first period. Nope. She knew at a point that I had to have had it. But, like, I didn't tell her the first time I got it.
What did you do? Did you just steal pads?
Yeah, I did my... I did.
They just started slowly.
Okay, well, the thing is, I feel like opening up about certain things just, like, makes my skin crawl.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that... Like, and I would never tell her if I lost mine. Like, if I lost mine, I would never tell her.
Never tell her.
My mom still won't know until I'm married and with child.
You won't know until I'm a kid.
You won't know until I'm married and with child, mom. Like,
no,
literally,
you won't know until I have a kid.
Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yes, I also don't tell anyone. Like, I don't tell really anyone about anything. I'm with my older cousin. Like, I was really close to my older cousin. I didn't tell her either.
Yeah.
I'm very private about certain things in my life.
Like, yeah,
it's not just her. Like, I've
No, that's still crazy to me because like my mom and me tell each other everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knows my drama. I will tell her about my friends being like, okay, there's this bitch over here that does doing this.
See,
and
no,
we will
I
go
have no problem with that.
Into that. But
yeah,
she'll
be
also,
no, I spill the
telling
tea.
Telling my
mom
the drama, okay. Telling my mom personal things about me, I'm gonna hyperventilate.
It's different because, but the only thing I would want to tell my mom about is like school, because that's one the only thing I'm really scared to tell her about. Everything else I'm just like, you can know my entire life all about me, please. And she won't judge. I told her immediately. I came out immediately. No, not immediately. I came out a few months after I found out fully. Mm-hmm. And she's been there through my whole process of bi, pan, wait, no, lesbian. Okay. She was there through it all. But yeah, no, she's known everything. I think she knows everything.
For me, like, if it comes to hiding truth from my parents, it's because, like, I don't want them to, like, change their perception of me.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know.
I just want them to see me as a sweet little baby. Yes,
yes! And, like, they don't know I'm in therapy. They don't know I'm bi. They don't, like... Because I'm like, it's going to change. They're going to be like, why? So why? You've had this perfect life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, you've been through all my friendship breakups. Like, I'm not okay.
Like, mentally, that takes a toll on a person.
No. Also, like, the constant, like, academic, like, trying to, like, match up.
But I've, like, just learned that as long as I'm okay with my grades... My grades are okay.
My mom has learned that B's are good.
my mom is gonna have to accept that B's are good, okay? I don't care.
There's a problem.
In a college place? Like,
yeah, many.
Well, like, B's used to be, like, the worst thing ever for me. But then, like, I got to high school with Miss Meacham, and Miss Meacham would always say, bring Bob home, and Bob's for B's or better. Mm-hmm. So, A's and B's. Just do that. Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
That's what my mom always told me. A's and B's. Mm-hmm. She literally always told me that.
But yeah, no, I feel like... I went to a classical school, a classical gifted school. What are we looking at?
I'm sorry.
You're gifted? I am. So I was a gifted kid for forever. I still am, or I still was up until high school, because they still have the gifted program in high school. But I started off in a classical school.
It was so annoying.
No.
Mine was annoying.
Like, okay, it was everyone there skipping. Too, but like, I think I used to hold it against my mom that she didn't let me skip a grade, because even in the gifted school, I was gifted. And they're like, okay, well, like, you're not being, you know, her mind's not being stimulized. Stimulated? Not stimulized.
No.
But yeah, and so like, my mom told me, like, when I was in... Should we start heading to Target?
Yeah. Should we start going to Target?
Yeah. Let's put a pause in this.
We're going to go to Target!
No, we're still going to talk on the way there.
We're still going to talk on the way there, and then we'll take a pause and then come back here.
I'm really comfortable sitting like
this. But, yeah.
You can... just put your seatbelt on. You're fine.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, lights off.
Yeah. I think that, like, because of seeing how my mom reacts to other things, I would not be comfortable telling her things now. But yeah, next question. We have like three more, including this one. But okay, we all know people try to hide stuff on social media and try to provide like their best foot forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how do you stay real with your friends when it feels like everyone's posting, you know, only the best parts? You know what I mean?
I mean, my friends know the real me. Like, they know what I look like.
Yeah,
they
know. No,
I'm like social media with like me on social media is like so not me. Mm-hmm. Well, it's me, yes, but like, do I look like that all the time? No.
My social media is like, it's for like to show the good parts, but like the people closest to me, I will text and like call and like be in a group chat and be like, okay, so this happened, and they'll know every like bad part that happened. But social media is just a thing I created just for myself to really just show like the good times.
Yeah,
but it's not for everybody.
Yeah, for me it's definitely like, I've gotten this before, but just because like I fell out of friendship. Mm-hmm. Just naturally.
Yeah.
And so like we're still like really good friends, but she's like, wow, you're doing so many cool things. I'm like, actually I'm only posting like twice a month.
Yeah.
And every time I do it is because something really cool happened or something. Like definitely. Walking a dog.
Did you guys do Sunday dog? No, because choir ruined it. It was so sad.
We had a streak.
We had a streak and ruined it.
I need to meet these dogs one of these days.
You know, no, come with us.
We are definitely going to go with you guys.
Next Sunday. Yeah, no, come with us. It's going to be a new dog next Sunday, so you guys can meet new pup.
But I won't be here for like 2 Sundays.
You won't be here next Sunday, actually. That's
too bad. I won't be here next Sunday, and I won't be here on the Sunday after that.
I think I'm leaving next Sunday.
Wait.
This upcoming Sunday.
See pictures.
No, say pictures.
Never mind. I won't be here for the next Sunday. That's it. Sorry. I thought you were leaving this Saturday. I'm leaving this Saturday. So I won't be here this next Sunday. That's what I said. Because I said I won't be here for two Sundays, but I won't be here for... I'm only missing
one. So you're coming back on Saturday the next week after?
Dang it, there's another week.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so... Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm missing two Sundays. Sorry.
That was not the first time. No. We'll be walking dogs.
We'll check the page.
Yeah.
Literally, that being said, Sunday go dinner. Follow Sunday Dog Day.
Yeah. Sunday Dog Day on Instagram.
It's so cute. Love them. Okay. But yeah. Anyone else have any, like, how do you stay real with your friends?
Honestly, I see them in person.
Yeah. Right. Honestly.
No, the closest people to you will know about your life. After that, you don't have to have a whole herd of friends to be happy with the friends you have.
Literally. I think as long as all the friends that like talk to me and my mom, they have the like most updated version of my life.
Yeah.
Like, so if you've ever been a part of the table talk, as my mommy calls it, in which she gets to catch up on all the college drama that I've got going on, then yeah. Well, you've been there digitally.
You've been there digitally. You were on the phone.
You've been there digitally for
one. You count, okay?
You do count.
Yeah.
Honestly. You're almost hilarious. She's a every time.
No, my mom is hilarious. I love her. But yeah. Let's see. Did you have one? Okay. If you could only be brutally honest with one person in your life, who would it be and why?
Ooh, my cousin.
With no repercussions?
No repercussions. Just, you could be brutally honest with them, and...
Yeah. Will they have their feelings? Like, will they be okay afterwards?
No repercussions.
My dad.
Your dad?
Mm.
Why? That was part of the original question.
It was.
Okay, it does say if you could be brutally honest with one person in your life, who would it be and why?
It would be my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because... of, I see him as an academic superior.
Real?
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to go for that.
Okay. That's all I'm going to go for.
And that's on the all I will say of that.
That they hear this, but they Fair probably enough. Won't. They're not podcast listeners, but still.
Fair enough.
I think either my ex-stepfather or my cousin. My ex-stepfather, because I went on how much he screwed me up as a kid. As a person in general. Him. Yeah. Like,
honestly, real.
Also, I might still
I'll back you up.
With repercussions.
I'll back you up.
Thank you. I'll be right there with you. And because I think he also was a big help in developing my stutter. He was definitely a big help. And then my cousin, because at this moment in time, I love her and I want her to do the best she can, but there's certain people in her life that I wish she would cut off.
Real.
Because I know they're bad for you and I want them gone. But you're not gonna do anything about it. And if I cuss them out, I'll be the problem.
That's what I wanted to say.
I misspelled it.
Okay, she couldn't see that? No, just let me see one more time.
No, I misspelled it.
Okay, well, while you figure out how to spell that.
That too.
Real.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, if my real answer would be our grandparents.
Ooh.
Because I know for a fact my parents won't let me tell them off for how they raised my parents.
Mm.
But oh my God, do I want to tell them off for how they raised my parents. But not only that, for how they are with me and my brother. And how absolutely fucking insane it is how they treat my brother versus me.
Because
you've seen my brother and you've seen me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There is a visual difference.
There is a visual difference, and in that visual difference, that's exactly why they can't stand my brother, but they can stand me.
Yeah. I'm scared to meet your grandparents, Mimi. I'm scared to meet your grandparents.
Oh, you're never gonna meet them. Absolutely
not. No, but like, if I happen to meet them, though, I am absolutely making them the most uncomfortable I can.
I want
to
meet your parents so bad.
Oh, you can definitely
get it. I want to meet your parents so bad.
No, like, I don't know what it is, but I have, like, a specific family member in each of my friends' lives that I want to meet just so I can make them, A, uncomfortable, or very, very, very upset with themselves.
I want to meet Tara's mom.
Ooh, real.
My mom?
Yes.
She's interesting.
I didn't meet her. I feel like
she is interesting.
I can see what happens, because, like,
I'm scared.
She's not specific.
She's opinionated.
She's very opinionated. I love opinionated people.
Right.
She's not as much homophobic as she is transphobic.
Ooh. Oh, that's fair. Not fair, but like, you know but what I mean.
She'll definitely vent to me about her opinions later.
Oh yeah, no, I have someone like that.
Me too.
But no, I think with me, it'd be my mom. I would love to just be 100% like out in the open with her, but there's just some things that I know that she just A, won't agree with, B, just be mad at me for, or C, just like not want to hear at all.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, if I could just get these things off my chest, that'd be great. All right, last question.
Oh, we're going, okay.
We're gonna go through this last question while we're still in the car. But be honest, did you ever lie to avoid conflict, and how did you feel about it afterwards?
Yes, and pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty fine. Okay.
Like, I like avoiding conflict as much as I can sometimes.
Yeah.
And if I can get through that and they don't know, I'm cool.
Honestly, that's real. Yeah. That's me.
Honestly, also,
that's
like, my memory's so bad. I'll honestly forget about it.
Yeah, like, I don't remember that, actually.
Did I lie about that?
Like, did I?
Like, wait a second.
I remember lying. Or it's like what they did. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or something, and honestly, I would forget.
We'll be right back.
And if it,
actually, we won't be right back.
If it was a problem, then honestly, if it was that big of a problem, I wouldn't be friends with him.
Real.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, sign off.
Bye.
Sorry, all right, this has been the honest episode, the element of honesty with Mimi, Sarah, Jay, and Nani. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.